For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Pianist Gil Van Saddle may be a newcomer to the Spoleto Festival USA, but he's no stranger to performing the type of wide-ranging works that are a part of the festival's chamber music series. In a recent conversation, Gil shared with me his perspective on relating to audiences and fellow musicians, using two of the works on the series as examples. Gil, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
How has your Spoleto debut been so far?
It's been fantastic. I was excited about coming here. I've heard a lot about the festival over the years. You know, it's sort of infamous or famous, depending how you look at it, for just the sheer amount of concerts that we play here of chamber music. It's pretty amazing, the double every day. And also, of course, the musicians themselves, there's a real camaraderie among us, and it's such a nice city to spend some time in. Of course, we're working pretty hard while we're here because there's so many concerts. You got to rehearse, and as the concerts go on, it just becomes about, you know, you kind of forget about, oh, what went wrong here? What could have been better? You just start to kind of enjoy, oh, what's next? What's next? Oh, there's this piece and that piece. And it just becomes this wonderful experience about just music making and the audience.
The works that you've prepared for this year's chamber music series span a range of eras and styles. Do you feel you have an obligation to share a diverse repertoire with audiences?
If you want to have some kind of intellectual relevance, then yes, I think you do have an obligation to look at your art form creatively and provocatively and sort of look at its history, where it's going, who's active in it as a composer, you know, who's writing music, what kind of music, and just being aware intellectually of the place that our art form occupies in our cultural landscape. So yes. The word obligation makes me slightly uncomfortable because I don't think anyone, you know, should be required to do this stuff. You should want to do this stuff, right? So, for example, you know, there's a piece that we're playing here that I'm part of, which is Thomas Addis's Ketch. And that's a really ambitious piece. I mean, it's short, but it's extremely difficult to put together. Very kinetic, very exciting. So that's the kind of piece that I'm really excited to get to play at this festival because I also know this audience is ready for that.
Another of the works you're performing, perhaps in contrast to the Thomas Addis work, is Das Dreiblatt. And it's for one piano, six hands?
Yes, yes. I've done this kind of gymnastics before, and it's always really interesting because, I mean, actually, you know, lately I've played a lot of four hands with people who take it really seriously, and that's really nice because sometimes four hands or six hands, or I've even done eight hands recently on one piano, you know, it has a bit of a party trick legacy a little bit, although there's been some incredible music written for four hands, you know. But it's, in a way, you know, pianists don't get to play so often with other pianists. Actually, we joke about how, like, all my musician friends tend to be string players or wind players. Pianists don't really play together. So it's a nice opportunity when we play four hands, six hands, eight hands, whatever, to actually sit right next to another pianist and you say, oh, the technique is always different and how they play and let's make it work together and phrasing together. And there's these things that string players are very used to dealing with that we suddenly are confronted with. So I'm looking forward to that. And I have to say that the piece is, I think for everyone involved, is going to be a real discovery. So it's one of these things that at Spoleto they just... Jeff just seems to find these gems, you know.
So. Jeff Nuttall certainly puts a lot of thought into programming some amazing pieces as director of the Chamber Music Series. Gil, thanks for sharing some fine insights today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Pianist Gil Van Saddle. Gil, on the faculty at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, is performing in the Spoleto Festival's Chamber Music Series at Dock Street Theater through June 11th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.